Well, it's time to check in with the latest news on the economy. Yesterday, the Fed made some moves that may help out interest rates or may not. We're going to find out as we join Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yes, it was a very interesting day yesterday. We heard from the Federal Reserve. They had their last final meeting of the year, and they actually came out and said they would begin buying $45 billion worth of long-term Treasury bonds each and every month. Now, they already announced a while back they're going to be buying, which they currently have been, buying $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed bonds every single month. So they're going to be buying total every single month, $85 billion worth of bonds on the market. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to lower long-term interest rates to make borrowing cheaper, which will hopefully spur spending and investment. And what was very interesting was Chairman Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve came out and said that he is going to continue doing this until he gets unemployment rate below 6.5%, or the Fed projects inflation rate will be higher than 2.5%. Now, currently, unemployment rate is about 7.7%, and most Federal Reserve officials do not see the jobless rate falling near the 6.5% until at least 2015. So it looks like we're going to have low interest rates for a very, very long time. And if you think they're low now, it looks like they're going to be even lower here in the near future. Now, what is very interesting is the Fed has already bought about $2.8 trillion worth of bonds off the market, which they have on their balance sheet. And by the end of next year, most projections are they'll own about $4 trillion worth of bonds off the market. So it's just amazing, staggering the amount of bonds they are buying off the market to try to keep interest rates down and get unemployment rate down. And one of the things that I did hear over and over in the interview with Chairman Bernanke was a lot of people asked him about the fiscal cliff and how that could affect the economy. And he said several times, he said, the fiscal cliff is a major risk factor in this economy. And he says the Fed does not have any tools to combat this if the, our economy does go over the fiscal cliff. He says even if the federal or even if the government goes over the fiscal cliff for a very short period of time, it will cause major disruptions in our economy. And we even saw that yesterday with Walmart stock, for example. Walmart stock was down about 2% yesterday, and that's because the CEO came out and said that they are having a lot of customers who are not spending as much money as they'd like to because they are afraid of this fiscal cliff and how it's going to impact this economy. So it could be very, very interesting over the next couple of weeks on what happens in these markets. Now, as far as the markets go as a whole, yesterday was actually a very quiet day besides the Fed talking. The Dow was down only about 2 points, and this morning it looks like it's going to be up about 10 points, and that's mainly because we heard about weekly unemployment claims. Weekly unemployment claims came in down about 29,000, which is a little bit better than expected. We were actually looking for about down 25,000, so 29,000 is a little bit better number, and we did get inflation numbers. Year-over-year inflation has been about 2.2%, so that's very good news on the inflation front. As far as individual companies we're watching, look at 3M this morning. They did come out and say that they expect sales to grow in the 6-10% range in 2013, which is actually, it's pretty good, but not as good as most analysts were expecting. They do see very, very slow growth in the United States and Europe, but they see emerging markets like Latin America and Africa, those countries are growing like crazy. Look at Pier 1 Imports. Their retail reported earnings of 25 cents a share, which was 1 cent better than estimates, and revenue exceeded most analysts' expectations, and they raised their guidance for next year. It looks like that stock's going to do very well this morning. Now, MetLife, that stock looks like it may be down a little bit this morning. They said their 2000 earnings will be well below Wall Street expectations, and that's mainly because of the low interest rate environment. Most insurance companies, basically, when you go and pay your insurance bill, those insurance companies hold on to that money, and what they're trying to do is they try to earn interest on that money before they have to pay it out for some type of claim. And the problem is right now interest rates are so low they can't make any interest off the money. So it's a very tough environment for insurance companies. But it looks like, you know, the market will be up a little bit this morning, but we'll see if we can hold on to these gains. Everyone's still worried about the fiscal cliff right now.
Mark, what about banks? Are they in the same kind of a boat that they used to invest the money they had in some type of other banks or other interest-bearing accounts, and those are low, so the banking industry is suffering? Is that, or they're having to find other ways to get their money, I think is what it is.
Well, you know, banks are actually making a decent spread right now. They don't, you know, mortgages, they don't make a lot off of that because there's not a big, huge spread on that. But as far as you go in and get a car loan, you get a car loan 6, 7, 8%. And they can borrow the money from the Federal Reserve at about a 0.5%
there you go.
Interest rate. So they're actually doing pretty good. But the only problem I hear from several people I know in the banking business is they have a lot of money sitting in their bank, but they don't have anybody wanting to borrow it.
Yeah, yeah, and or qualified sometimes because the rules have gone up on what can who can borrow.
Oh, my gosh. It is crazy. I mean, I recently purchased a house, and it was just unbelievable the amount of questions they asked me and all the forms I had to sign. It's totally different from 10 years ago.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He could talk with you personally about your personal situation. Go by and visit him there at 820 South 21st Street, or you could call him. And that number to reach him is 782-2527, 782-2527, or you can email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.